Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we'll listen to settings of Psalm 42, As Pants the Heart for Cooling Streams. Italy, Germany, France, England, and America will be represented as we explore a lesser-known yet beautiful song. A new release by Brandywine Baroque on the Plectra label will also be featured.
As the heart panteth after the water, as the
an excerpt from a setting of Psalm 42 by William Billings, an 18th century American composer known for his choral music. Paul Hillier directed His Majesty's Clerks. There are many songs to be found in the Bible. Of the wealthiest concentration, you probably have to look no further than the Book of Psalms, found in the Old Testament. They're said to have been written by King David. For many hundreds of years now, both Christian and Jewish traditions have used the Psalms in spoken and sung worship. The word itself comes from the Greek psalmoi, which originally referred to songs that were sung to harp accompaniment, a more than obvious hint to their initial performance tradition. And while the joining of words and music is nothing new, you'd be surprised to find out how often the Psalms have been set to music over the past hundreds of years. Of the 150 found in the Book of Psalms, there are many that have been composer favorites. One little-known gem is the lamenting Psalm 42, which begins like this. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Let's hear Palestrina's setting for a cappella chorus. His Sicut Cervus Desiderat is performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, as directed by James O'Donnell.
Thank you.
A setting of Psalm 42, Palestrina's Sicut Cervus Desiderat, was performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral under the direction of James O'Donnell. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're listening to settings of Psalm 42 as Pants the Heart. Earlier in the program we heard Palestrina's Latin setting entitled Sicut Cervus Desiderat. More common Latin versions replace sicut with a word that's a bit of a mouthful, quem ad modum, both words meaning just as. We move from the Italian Renaissance to the French Baroque, where we'll find the psalm more commonly set for smaller forces than a full choir. We'll hear two different settings of Psalm 42, one for a pair of voices with continuo by Henri Dumont and performed by the Richard Consort. Then Les Arts Florissants, directed by William Christie, will perform a solo motet by André Campra. Tenor Paul Agnew is the soloist.
Thank you. Il loco d'aver lacrime a mirare.
We heard two French Baroque settings of Psalm 42. First, the Richercar Consort performed Henri Dumont's setting for two voices and basso continuo. Following it was one for solo voice. Tenor Paul Agnew was the soloist with Les Arts Florissants in a setting composed by André Campra. They were directed by William Christie. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to Latin settings of Psalm 42. French Baroque composers weren't alone in setting Psalm 42. The Germans did it with some frequency as well. Arguably, one of the most beautiful is by Dietrich Buxtehude, who not only kept it relatively simple with one voice, two violins, and continuo, yet composed it over a ground bass, a chaconne. We'll hear tenor Charles Daniels perform it with members of the Purcell Quartet. Thank you. A beautiful and hypnotic setting of Psalm 42 by Dietrich Buxtehude. Quem ad modum desiderat was performed by members of the Purcell Quartet with Charles Daniels as tenor soloist. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're exploring the many settings of Psalm 42 as pants the heart. We'll stay with a German composer in our next setting, not your typical one, but an expatriate. George Frederick Handel's take was composed while in the service of the Duke of Chandos. His setting, like Palestrina's, is for chorus, yet has many distinct sections. We'll hear excerpts performed by the 16 Choir under the direction of Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
we heard excerpts from Handel's Chandos Anthem No. 6. His setting of Psalm 42 is performed by the 16 Choir and directed by Harry Christophers. Our new release of the week moves from vocal music to the strictly instrumental. The French Baroque cello repertoire is highlighted in a recent recording on the Plectra label. Pieces from Joseph Baudin de Boismortier's cello sonatas are given a lively reading by members of Brandywine Baroque, with Douglas McNames as soloist. We'll hear a performance of the final three movements of Boismortier's sonata in E minor, Opus 50, Allemande, Aria, and Gavotta.
Thank you.
Music of Joseph Baudin de Boismortier. His cello sonata in E minor, opus 50, was performed by Brandywine Baroque, with Douglas McNames as soloist. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.